Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Stocks remained under intense pressure on Wednesday, ending in the red as investors were cautious ahead of Trump's address at Davos, watching for signs he might dial down tensions with Europe over Greenland. The Nifty briefly breached the 25,000 sentimental level before paring some of the losses. However, persistent selling by foreign portfolio investors took a toll on the rupee, which weakened to a new record low of 91.74 against the dollar. In an interview with N. Mahalakshmi, Sunil Singhania, founder of Abacus Asset Management, attributed the sell-off to panic selling in the market. Sushil Kaidia, founder of Kedianomics, said that while global markets are absorbing the impact of US President Donald Trump's actions, Indian stocks are seeing a more prolonged weakness. The sell-off has been felt more acutely outside the large cap space, with mid, small cap and SME stocks, where retail participation is much higher, taking the hardest hit, reports Ravindra Sonavanay. Analysts that Kushi Keswani spoke to acknowledged that the fragile confidence in Indian equities may have snapped. They warned investors not to blindly buy dips during the current turbulent market conditions. Turning to critical digital infra, Deborshi Chaki reports that Tata Consultancy Services is in talks with cloud computing and AI giants, including Amazon Web Services and OpenAI, to bring them on board as anchor customers for its upcoming 120 megawatt data center in Navi Mumbai. This facility is backed by TCS and global PE firm TPG and is slated to go live in about 18 months. TPG has an investment of about $1 billion in the venture, with the rest owned by TCS. The conversation at Davos inevitably turned to AI. In an interview with Chandra R. Srikanth, Google DeepMind Chief Executive Demis Hassabis, one of the world's most influential voices in AI, weighed in on whether India should build foundational AI models or focus on applications. Hassabis is clear, India should focus on applied AI, given there are enough foundation model providers. Trade policy, meanwhile, remains in a state of flux. In a wide-ranging interview with Shweta Poonj, Jahangir Aziz, head of emerging markets at JP Morgan, said that any relief provided to Indian exporters because of a US Supreme Court ruling would be short-lived, as the government would later legally add such tariffs anyway. Aziz signaled his support for increased competition and reduced protectionism in India, adding that this measure would lead to increased foreign investment inflows into the Indian economy. The India-European Union trade deal is expected to be finalized soon. This deal would lower the prices for European buyers, boosting demand. Adria Chatterjee writes that the biggest winner could be the textiles industry. At a time when steep US tariffs are squeezing exporters, the pact could offer some relief. Ishan Gera writes that the so-called mother of all deals may ease pressure across a wide swathe of India's export basket hit by punitive US duties. In a surprise move, Eternal founder Deepinder Goyal is stepping down as group chief executive, handing the reins to Blinkit CEO Albinder Dhindsa. Goyal will remain on the board as vice chairman, subject to shareholder approval. In a letter to shareholders, Goyal said he wants to pursue higher risk ideas and experiments that sit outside the strategic scope of Zomato. Read the full text of his resignation letter here. The government's special purpose vehicle to manufacture India's own regional transport aircraft is likely to be allocated 12,511 crore rupees, reports Meghna Mittal. The bulk of the money will be earmarked for certification, testing and infrastructure rather than just design. And finally, Apple is laying the groundwork for its next move in India. The iPhone maker is holding discussions with global card networks, including MasterCard and Visa, to introduce its payments app, Apple Pay, in India, reports Danish Khan. The tech giant is also engaging with regulators. The company hopes to enter the Indian market by the end of the year. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.